Hey there, awesome people. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through the roller coaster of life, and welcome back to the Stress Meltdown 5-Minute Instant Calm. You know, that feeling when you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and your inner critic sounds like a broken record player. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to practice self-compassion during these challenging times. Think about it, life can throw curveballs left and right. We get knocked down sometimes, whether it's a tough breakup, a career setback, or just the everyday grind getting us down. But here's the catch, our natural tendency is often to beat ourselves up when things go south. We tell ourselves we should be doing better, trying harder, being stronger. Newsflash. That's not helpful. It's like pouring salt on a wound, right? Instead of joining in on the self-critique party, what if we learn to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about being our own best friend, offering support and encouragement instead of harsh judgment. Ready to learn some powerful tools to navigate those tricky moments with grace? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Acknowledge your struggle. First things first, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend everything is sunshine and rainbows. Bottling up your emotions only makes them fester. Name it sadness, anger, frustration, whatever it is, just acknowledge it's there. You're human, and feeling these things is completely normal. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a close friend going through the same thing. What would you say to them? Probably something kind, supportive, and encouraging, right? Now turn those words inward. Speak to yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a friend. Ditch the inner critic voice that's constantly raining on your parade. 3. Practice mindfulness. When stress hits, our minds can go into overdrive. We start replaying past mistakes, worrying about the future, or getting caught up in endless thought loops. Mindfulness helps us bring awareness to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple act can help calm the storm raging in your mind. 4. Embrace imperfection. Remember, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up over it, acknowledge the imperfection, learn from it, and move on. Don't let one slip up define your entire worth. 5. Engage in self-care. This is non-negotiable. Make time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in a relaxing bath, prioritize self-care rituals that bring you joy and help you recharge. Let me tell you a story. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer struggling to meet a tight deadline. She's feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and starts berating herself for not being fast enough or organized enough. Her inner critic is on overdrive. But then Sarah remembers the power of self-compassion. She takes a few deep breaths, reminds herself that everyone has their own pace, and acknowledges that she's doing her best in a challenging situation. Instead of letting stress consume her, Sarah treats herself to a cup of tea and listens to some calming music. This simple act helps her regroup, refocus, and approach her work with renewed energy. Remember, practicing self-compassion isn't about being selfish or giving up on your goals. It's about showing yourself the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer a loved one. When we treat ourselves with compassion, we create a space of inner peace and resilience that allows us to navigate life's ups and downs with greater grace and ease. So take a moment right now to reflect on what self-compassion means to you. What are some small ways you can practice it in your daily life? Perhaps start by replacing negative self-talk with encouraging affirmations, or simply taking a few minutes each day to meditate or engage in a mindful activity. Remember, every step counts. Thanks for joining me on this journey towards inner peace and resilience. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.